All right, welcome back. Week 5 in the NFL as we do our picks. And we throw in some college picks as well. And when I say we, I mean me. Jeremy Kahn here with you. Doing the podcast we've been doing each week. Now, here's how everything's stacked up so far. All right, in the NFL, 19-10-2. I'm 2-2 in my locks. We'll get to that in a second. And 12-12 in college. Last week was kind of a stinker for me. Pretty much breaking even across the board. But I hate when I miss my lock. In the weeknight games, it started off so well. I was 4-0. As I gave you Cleveland in the under on Thursday night, and also gave you Washington, who won outright over Stanford, and the BYU-Hawaii under. So those all hit, but at my lock last week, Jacksonville, it stunk up the joint. They had the lead early and just totally fell apart. All that being said, went 4-3-1 in the NFL, missed my lock, and went 3-4 in college after hitting my first two college games, so Saturday was pretty abysmal. All that being said, got some great picks for you this week, and we'll start off with Thursday night in the NFL. Love the Rams and under. I actually thought about making the Rams my lock of the week, but we're going to wait on that just a bit. I love the under. Thursday night unders have been just absolute money, and both these teams with a solid defense and less than stellar offenses. Just my take. Also on Thursday night college football, I like Utah plus the 14. I'll take Central Florida, and I like the Arkansas State over. And as you know, I kind of give out all the weeknight games, even though maybe I shouldn't. But that being said, I really like Utah playing well at home against USC. Two touchdowns, a pretty big number. And Arkansas State over Central Florida, just kind of a feel for that game. Friday night, like Syracuse over 58.5. I absolutely love this game. I think there'll be a ton of points scored. You got Pitt, who's going to run all over Syracuse. Their defense is horrible. Syracuse is going to throw all over Pitt. I think this game goes over midway through the third quarter. I think it's going to be that type of game. And as always, the BYU under. Their defense is really good. Their offense stinks to high heaven. They're playing Utah State. Now on Saturday, a lot of college games that I really like this weekend. Texas, -7 over West Virginia. You just saw West Virginia throw 8 touchdowns, and Texas is a touchdown favorite. Just leads me to believe that that Texas offense is going to move the ball up and down the field on West Virginia. Power running game, quarterback that can run, cause some problems. And West Virginia, this is their first real test defensively that they'll face. And remember, Maryland slowed them down a bit as well. So really loving Texas this weekend. Penn State is favored over Northwestern. Northwestern have an incredible season. I like Penn State to win by more than the field goal. Purdue at home getting 3 against Michigan. I think this is another, if you want to call it an upset special, you can. But I like them at home as the home dog. Michigan has not shown me anything just yet. Texas Tech statistically has the best defense in college football. Most people hear Texas Tech and you think, throw it. They're playing Oklahoma. I like Oklahoma, Texas Tech under 57.5. I know I'm giving a lot of games out here, but I really like Saturday's card. Clemson and Georgia Tech over 75. The total makes no sense. That's way too high. Even though Clemson puts up a ton of points, Georgia Tech can't stop anybody, but they run the triple option, so they're going to have to gash them on the ground. I'll take over 75 in this game. South Carolina -1 against Georgia. I like South Carolina. And last but not least, Boston College and Army over 57 points. I believe both these teams will score a lot. So I'm going to take Boston College, Army running up the score on each other. Army's defense is atrocious. They just lost to a Division I AA school, which is kind of embarrassing. But you know what? They can put up some points. So I'm going to roll with them. So on to the NFL, and I already gave you my picks for Thursday night. Rams in the under, that's where I'd go. A couple of games that I really like. I like New Orleans on Sunday Night Football against San Diego. Back-to-back road games for the Chargers. New Orleans given 3.5. I hate laying the hook, but I think they get their first win, and it's by more than a field goal. I also like the over in the Ravens game, which right now sits around 46.5. I think that game goes over the total. Vice versa, flip it over. Denver, New England. It's hard to pick a side here, as I think Denver's in trouble this early in the season facing a team with that potent of an offense. But I do think it goes under the total of 52. I like the Pittsburgh Steelers coming off the bye. They're getting, they're giving 3.5 to the Philadelphia Eagles. I like Jacksonville again. That's right, I like Jacksonville. They're getting 6 points from Chicago. I think they keep it close. And here's another one. I normally just give out 6 games, but I like Tennessee +5.5 against Minnesota. I've watched this Minnesota team play. They're feisty, interesting team, but I don't think they should be favored by almost a touchdown in any game. I don't think they should be favored, period. But that being said, they're 3-1. It's hard to argue with. My lock of the week, God forgive me for this one, so I hope I'm not losing, but I do like it a lot. Indianapolis is coming off a bye. They're getting 7 points against Green Bay. Andrew Luck has played very well. 2 weeks to get ready for this game. Green Bay off of last week's interesting game. They haven't been beating teams by much. I don't know. I'm not saying Indy's going to pull the upset, but I do think 7 points is way too much for them to be getting in this game. So I'll take Indy plus the 7 as my concrete lock of the week. Good luck to everyone. We'll see you next week.